Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa, Volume 14, Episode 30, Innate Cellular Functions. Doctors of Chiropractic and student initiates, welcome back for another episode. Last time, we discussed some of the primary functions of a cell, such as normal function, motor and sensory function, as well as thermogenesis. As always, the author imparts upon the student that all of these functions exemplify intelligence of something greater than the physical structures in study. We refer to this as innate intelligence, the metaphysical software, if you will, of the physical hardware. In today's episode, we continue in our understanding of the various functions of a cell. The two that we'll focus on most have a valuable application in chiropractic: the functions of elimination and thermolysis. One of these provides another sign of innate control over the physical body, while the other can aid the chiropractor in detecting a vertebral subluxation. But first, a word from our sponsor at Choate Tables. Choate Tables has been manufacturing chiropractic adjusting tables for over 30 years. The quality of these handcrafted tables is second to none. At a fair price, even I could afford as a student. Choate Tables has full spine tables, Gonstead tables, and Gonstead chairs, as well as upper cervical specific tables. You can even customize these with your clinic logo and specific colors, so your specific branding can really catch the eye of your patients. I've been using Choate Tables since I was a chiropractic student at Life University and continue to do so in my office now. Visit choatetables.com and start customizing your adjusting table today. Secretory function. This is defined as a coordinative action of certain cells with appropriate structure to produce chemical combinations for various uses in the body. Consider the various secretions from the thyroid gland as an example. T3 and T4 hormones are secreted by the thyroid into the bloodstream. These hormones help regulate your weight, energy levels, internal body temperature, skin, hair, nail growth, and metabolism. When T3 and T4 are properly secreted, circulated, and assimilated into target tissue cells, normal function is the natural result. Yet what do you think could happen if the thyroid gland was not able to secrete normal quantities of T3. Students in endocrine class will recall a condition called hypothyroidism, with common symptoms of fatigue, coldness, unexplained weight gain, and hair loss. However, did you know that hypothyroidism can also cause sexual dysfunction, especially in women? According to the American Sexual Health Organization, it can cause the vagina to decrease in its lubrication, leading to uncomfortable and painful sex. This in turn leaves women feeling sexually unsatisfied. I've personally helped many women with hypothyroidism with specific chiropractic care alone, and would like to share an amazing success case with you all. Last year, in 2022, I had a middle-aged woman who was diagnosed with hypothyroidism back in her 30s. She had a classic presentation with low energy levels, unexplained weight gain, thinning of her hair, and she always felt cold. After confirming the cause as a subluxation of the second cervical vertebra using spinal thermography and X-ray, we began specific chiropractic care using the knee chest specific chiropractic technique. She received 3 adjustments over the course of about 12 weeks. What resulted was nothing short of incredible. Her energy levels restored to normal, so much that she went from the self-described couch potato to a woman who now had the energy to reclaim her passion for swimming. This in turn restored her metabolism, allowing her to lose over 20 pounds within the 3 months of being checked for subluxation at our clinic. Her thinning and faded hair had begun to thicken up to almost near normal. Rather than hiding under a hat, she now let her flowing hair hang down. And what more, she said that the constant coldness in her hands and feet had warmed up. What really touched my heart came next. She confided in me that her thyroid problem also caused the sexual dysfunction specific to this condition, and had been dealing with this for over 10 years. Sex with her husband had become painful and not enjoyable for her anymore because she could no longer become lubricated. She tried to avoid sex at all costs, but felt heartbroken because she couldn't connect with her husband anymore on this intimate level. We can only imagine the high levels of tension and depression that this can cause a married couple. What more, she felt that this was also why she couldn't get pregnant back when this condition began. Among those other improvements, she was now able to produce normal lubrication levels so that sex with her husband was actually enjoyable and pleasurable for her. This meant a restoration for both her thyroid and her marriage. However, this restoration was also an investment in her future, as she was now able to conceive her first child at 44 years old. All that from 3 adjustments on 1 subluxated axis vertebra. Elimination is the process which Innate uses to select and separate usable from non-usable materials. Anytime we're dealing with selection, we must remember that it requires judgment to know the difference between materials benefiting the tissue cell from materials that are unwanted. All of this requires intelligence to occur. Innate is that intelligence. Thermolysis is the function of excretory organs in the dissipation of unnecessary heat. This is accomplished through conduction, convection, and radiation. I hope you all remember these terms from physics. For those taking a bathroom break during that lesson, allow me to refresh your memory. Conduction allows heat transfer through direct physical contact, such as heating a cooking pot on an electric stovetop. Convection is heat transfer through water or air molecules, similar to cooking inside your electric oven. Radiation is heat transfer through air without direct contact. Think of how the sun warms the earth. Although subluxation does not involve thermolysis directly, heat dissipation directly does. Research conducted at the Palmer School of Chiropractic from 1923 through 1951 found that a vertebral subluxation caused a constant temperature differential along the paraspinal area that could be measured. This minute temperature differential analysis would develop into the field of chiropractic instrumentation and paved the way for upper cervical specific techniques. We now begin our reading from volume 14, page 196. Article 251, Secretory Function. Secretory function is the coordinative action of certain cells with appropriate structure to produce chemical combinations for various uses in the body. All cells secrete substances as the serous circulation passes through them. But this is not necessarily primary function, it merely being the action of the cells in excreting their own waste materials as a sign of life. Secretory function, as a primary function, concerns the making of those materials, which are to be used in and for the body. Of course, this is an arbitrary classification, but that is the way we classified primary function in the beginning. If innate uses the excretory matter of some cells as nutriment for others in the body, then the material is called secretion. This material is a poison to the cell, which excretes it, if retained in it or near it, but may be very good material for assimilation some other place in the body. Thus, the secretion of the thyroid gland is a necessary secretion for metabolism of the body, but the thyroid secretion is excretory material to the gland which made it. The secretion itself is the product of secretory function, a material product, but the act of producing it coordinately is a service to the body, and therefore is a primary function. These kinds of tissue most concerned in this function are glandular epithelium, lymphoid, and the like. The secreting glands for primary functions are the liver, spleen, pancreas, thyroid gland, lymphatic glands, etc. Other tissues and structures as part of secreting glands may be said to assist in secretory function. Article 252, elimination. Elimination is the selective process of innate intelligence expressed through tissue cells, which separates the usable materials from waste matters or toxins, or vice versa. Elimination is performed in every cell. When the body is considered as the unit organism, elimination is performed by innate through certain organs for that purpose, as spleen, liver, and kidneys. We make a differentiation between elimination and excretion in the body. Elimination is the picking out of the desirable or the undesirable, which is the process of selection. Selection requires judgment on every item, and judgment is the prerogative of intelligence. Article 253, excretory function. Excretory function is the coordinative action of certain cells with appropriate structure in ejecting from the body certain waste matters, poisons, and heat. All cells excrete eliminated materials from their own bodies, but the excretion from the whole body is the coordinative service rendered by excretory organs. The thing eliminated may be either material, as urine, or something not matter, as heat. The tissues which assist excretory organs constantly or are deputized at times may be said to assist in excretory function. Example, the muscle of the stomach in vomiting. Article 254, thermolysis. Thermolysis is the action of excretory organs in the dissipation of unnecessary heat. The surplus heat is usually the byproduct of functioning or an adaptive condition. When it is abnormal, it causes the body to be too cold or too hot. Thermolysis is just as important as thermogenesis in keeping the temperature of the body normally constant. An example, 98 6/10 degrees. Heat dissipation is accomplished by conduction, radiation, and convection. The skin is the most active in this form of excretion, through much of the surplus heat is carried away with excreta from the lungs, kidneys, and bowels. The condition, circulation, and excretion of heat is just as important in bodily metabolism as in any other cycle of the body. Article 255, Nutritive Function. Nutritive function is the action of certain cells in preparing nutriment for assimilation in the body. All cells have assimilation, but that is not nutritive function as a primary act. It pertains to the private affairs of the cell, while primary function is service for the body as a unit, by the cell as a functioning unit. All cells secrete an individual... All cells secrete as individual cells, as a process of excretion, but that is not nutritive function, considered as a primary function in the body. There are many physiological processes concerned in nutritive function. Digestion, a process of mechanical and chemical breakdown of food materials into simple compounds, which are thus rendered soluble, easily transportable by the blood and serum, and easily available by the cells in assimilation. Secretion also plays an important part in nutritive function. Hence, it is seen that secretory function and nutritive function are dependent upon each other. The cells most concerned in nutritive function are glandular, but when the structure of the digestive organs is considered, it can be seen that many other tissues are engaged in this important service to the body. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.